Americans. History has proven time and time again. I forgot what history proved.
Helicopter, Mr. President.
Oh, yeah.
Raise the helicopter.
History has proven time and time again that polarism.
Proletariat.
Proletariat. The proletariat is the undertaker of capitalism. Why is this, you ask? I'll tell you why. Why was that?
Teleprompter, Mr. President.
Under the scourge of capitalism, the haves live lavishly, while the have-nots and their cubs don't even have a loaf of bread. But, what? What's that word?
We. It's just two letters.
Okay. But we have buried capitalism once and forever in the dawn of our grand utopia.
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 Mr. President, let me take this from here, please.
I can do this thing. I think I got it.
Please, Mr. President. I can do this alone.
Let him go ahead and do it, Mr. President.
Okay, listen up, fellow Americans. This brings up another topic for this radio broadcast. The lingering problem of dissidents. They are your enemies, fellow Americans. If you know of a dissident, it is your civic duty to report them, so they can be dealt with swiftly. There is no place in a utopian society for dissidents, so they must disappear. You do know if you want an omelet, you must first break some eggs.
I like my eggs, poached, Benedict eggs, Benedict.
Mr. President, please, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. Likewise, if we are to have a utopia, dissidents must be subtracted from the equation. Remember, friends, dissidents are your enemies.